figures. And insects that hop around in the grass.
Grasshoppers and crickets.
Did you ever hear a grasshopper called anything else?
Just a love of grasshopper.
Is that a type?
Yeah.
Okay. You never heard it called a hopper grass?
No.
Okay. And the things that spiders might build in the corner of the room are?
Webs.
Okay. Any certain kind of web?
No.
Okay. Same thing indoors or outdoors?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And the things, the parts of a tree that grow under the ground are its?
Roots.
And the kind of tree that you tap the syrup is a?
I have no idea.
Well, you said this when talking
maple.
About...
Maple?
Yeah. And if you had several of those, you'd say they grow in a?
A grove.
Okay. And what are some common types of trees around your home? Just a few.
Orange tree, avocado, grapefruit, palm trees, rain trees.
What's a rain tree?
It's called golden rain, and it's not anything like a citrus tree or anything like that. It doesn't produce any fruit. It's got yellow flowers. It puts out yellow flowers in the fall. We have orchid trees, a little dogwood, very little, and oak, and cypress, and weeping willow.
Do you have a kind of tall shade tree with long white limbs and a white scaly bark? It has little knobs or balls? Broad leaves which are shed all at one time?
No, I don't think
so. It's a sick tree that Zacchaeus climbed in the Bible? And that's all I know about it. Sycamore, do you have that?
We might, but I don't know.
How do you say that?
Sycamore.
Okay. And what's the kind of tree that George Washington cut down?
Cherry.
All right. And do you know a kind of shrub, the leaves of which turn very red in the fall, and it's poisonous to some people, has berries?
No.
Do you know the word shoemake or sumac or sumake or shoemak?
No.
Never heard of that. Okay. And what are the kinds that are bushes or vines that make your skin break out?
Poison ivy. Ragweed.
Is poison ivy a vine or a plant?
Plant.
Okay. What are some berries that grow in your area?
They're hybrids, blueberries and strawberries. And
do you have the kind that's red or red and black that's often used in sauce, raz?
We have red little berries, but I think they're poisonous. But they might be used, you know, out in the country. I don't know. I've seen them out in my groves and stuff.
Well, the kind I'm thinking about is often used in a flavor of sherbet, and it's often used as a flavor.
Oh, raspberry, you
yeah.
mean? No, we don't have any raspberries.
Okay. Are you familiar with a tall bush with clusters of pink and white flowers? I think they start out pink and they turn white as they mature. And it blooms in the late spring, and I think it's in the mountains more.
Rhododendron.
Okay.
We don't have it, though.
Anything called laurel?
Mountain laurel.
Mm-hmm. All right, fine. And how about that large flowering tree that has big white blossoms? It's a symbol of the South.
Magnolias.
Yes, And these are family members, and many of them you've already said, so we'll just rush over them, and I just don't remember which ones you've said. If a married woman doesn't want to make up her own mind, she says, I must ask my...
Father?
If she's married.
Husband.
Mm-hmm. Any joking names she might use for her husband?
That's not really a joking name.
Say it anyway.
Spouse.
Okay.
Our hub, I guess.
Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. And he would say, I must ask my
wife.
Any joking name for her?
It's old lady.
Yeah. A woman who has lost her husband is called a
widow.
Suppose her husband has not died but has just left her. Then she's a?